理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 16. 3 weeks later, Scarlett was sitting in the living room. She was dressed all in black again, because she was in mourning for Frank. Inside, Scarlett felt terrible. She hadn't loved Frank, but he had been kind to her, and now he was gone. Scarlett made sure no one was watching her before going to the liquor cabinet and taking a drink of liquor. Since that terrible day at Tara, when she had discovered Ellen was dead, Scarlett had been drinking liquor, but it was very important not to let anyone see her doing it. Ladies did not drink alcohol. But Scarlett felt that sometimes she needed a drink to get her through the long days of working. And now that Frank was dead, she had been taking small drinks every day. She would spray herself with perfume after she was done so that no one could tell. Scarlett heard the doorbell ring. Quickly, she sprayed herself with cologne and washed her mouth out with water so that the guest would not smell alcohol. In a moment, Mammy came up the stairs, saying, "Miss Scarlett, it's that Rhett Butler here to see you. I told him you weren't feeling well, but he said he would wait." Like almost everyone in Atlanta, Mammy did not think Rhett was a respectable man, and she wanted Scarlett to stay away from him.
"Tell him I'll be down in a minute, Mammy," said Scarlett.
Quickly, she sprayed even more perfume on and washed her mouth out. When she arrived in the living room, Rhett was sitting comfortably in a chair.
"Hello, Scarlett,"
he said cheerfully.
"I wanted to see how you were doing. This is the second time I've seen you in that mourning clothing. You just can't seem to keep your husbands alive, can you?"
"Oh, shut up, Rhett. How can you tease me when I feel so terrible?" Scarlett cried and burst into tears. She did feel terrible. Scarlett was feeling guilty, for she believed that she had caused Frank's death. She wasn't sorry about owning a factory and driving around town by herself, but why did Frank have to get himself into a group like the Ku Klux Klan? He wasn't strong enough or smart enough. Truthfully, Scarlett was thinking that if she had never married Frank, none of this would have happened. Sue Ellen would have married him, and Frank would have had the nice, sweet, boring little wife he had always wanted.
"What's the matter, Scarlett?"
Rhett asked, taking her hand.
"Oh, Rhett, I think God is punishing me. If I hadn't stolen Frank from Sue Ellen, none of this would have happened. She was supposed to marry him, and I went and married him for his money. And now he's dead. It's probably all my fault. Oh, dear, I'm going to go to hell after I die for this."
And Scarlett began to cry harder. Rhett smiled.
"Now, Scarlett, let's try to think about this. You are like a criminal who is not sorry he committed the crime, but is terribly sorry he's going to prison. Now, answer me honestly, Scarlett. Are you really sorry you stole Frank from Sue Ellen?"
"Well, no. I'm not sorry. I did what I had to do," said Scarlett, wiping her eyes.
"Yes, I know that is what you think. It's too bad everyone in Atlanta disagrees with you,"
said Rhett, smiling. Except for Melanie and Ashley, Scarlett really had no friends in Atlanta. Everyone thought she was terrible, first for marrying her sister's man, and then owning a factory. She did not seem like a lady to them.
Oh, I don't care about what those nasty old women think. I did what I had to do to help Tara survive. They don't know that the old South is gone, and people have to change their old ways, said Scarlet angrily.
Good for you, Scarlet. That's the kind of talk I like to hear from you. Now, really, if you had to do it all over again, would you do anything differently?
Well, I suppose not. I am sorry Frank's dead, though. Really, I am. Why did he have to join that group?
I suppose Frank thought he had to do something to fight the Northerners and their new laws. Scarlet, you didn't make him join the Ku Klux Klan. That was his decision, and unfortunately it got him killed. Now, almost everyone you know is saying that you made him go out that night to get revenge on that black man. Everyone believes it's your fault he's dead. Everyone except Melanie, you know. She's very loyal to you. But that doesn't matter, Scarlet, so long as you know the truth.
Said Rhett calmly. Scarlet was beginning to feel better.
You're right, Rhett. It is nice to talk to you, when you're not being horrible, that is. You're very smart about these things, she said, smiling sweetly at him. Rhett laughed.
Well, that's not the nicest thing a woman has said to me, but I suppose I'm grateful. Now, Scarlet, let's talk about something else. You didn't ask me why I came here.
Why are you here? Asked Scarlet.
Well, Scarlet, I am very surprised at myself. You see, I told myself I would never marry any woman, but here I am.
What are you talking about, Rhett? Asked Scarlet, a little annoyed.
Well, Scarlet, I came here to ask you to marry me.
Scarlet stared at him in shock for so long that Rhett laughed.
Well, Mrs. Kennedy, I don't suppose I can spend all my life waiting to catch you between husbands. Who knows who you'll decide to marry next? I decided that I'd better be the next husband, so I can keep you out of trouble,
said Rhett. But there was something else in his eyes, a strange look of emotion that Scarlet had never seen before and did not understand.
But, Rhett, this is crazy! Besides, I'm finished with marriage. I'll never marry again, said Scarlet.
But Scarlet, think of whom you have married, a boy and an old man. Perhaps you should try spending time with someone a little closer to your own age. Besides, have you ever thought of marrying just for fun?
Marrying for fun? Oh, don't be ridiculous, Rhett. Marriage isn't for fun. At least not for the wives. I think the husbands have more fun than anyone else, said Scarlet. Rhett laughed.
I suppose you're right. But nevertheless, I'm asking you to marry me, Scarlet. I think we could have a very good time together.
But you don't love me. And I don't love you, Rhett, said Scarlet.
The strange look appeared in Rhett's eyes again.
I wonder if he really is in love with me, thought Scarlet. No, that's impossible. He just likes talking to me.
Well, Scarlet, maybe I don't love you, but I think we could have a very good life together. You and I are alike, you know. We can look life in the eyes and do what we have to do. We're both strong and we're both selfish. We don't give a damn about anyone but ourselves. Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about, Scarlet. I think you should consider it,
said Rhett seriously. But, Rhett, I don't love you. I still love...
Don't say it.
Rhett suddenly grabbed Scarlet and pulled her close to him.
I don't want to hear any more about your stupid Frank or your stupid Ashley Wilkes. You need someone like me. Someone who understands you the way the others never have. Say you'll marry me. Say yes. Say yes.
Scarlett whispered, I think I'm going to faint. She had never seen Rhett like this before. She remembered the night she had escaped Atlanta during the war, when Rhett had last kissed her. Her body felt hot all over.
Say yes.
And Rhett kissed her. Yes, Scarlett whispered.
You're sure? You don't want to change your mind?
Rhett asked. He let go of her. No, I'm sure. I'll marry you, Rhett. I suppose it would be nice, said Scarlett softly.
Good then,
said Rhett.
We'll be married in New Orleans and spend our honeymoon there if you like.
Oh, Rhett, I'd love to go to New Orleans, Scarlett cried. I've never been there. It must be so fancy. I'll come back to Atlanta with the best clothes and everyone will be so jealous. Rhett smiled at her delight.
Whatever you like, my dear.